for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. The Iraqi Prime Minister's office says there were disagreements over how to conduct a session with President Trump, so the meeting didn't take place. The White House says there were security concerns about the president's unannounced visit to Iraq. They said that things moved just too quickly for a meeting. The two leaders did get to speak by phone. President Trump and his wife Melania met with U.S. troops at an air base in western Iraq.
We came to Al-Assad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do to keep America safe, strong, and free.
He also defended his decision to pull American forces out of Syria. The president spent about 3.5 hours at the base in Iraq before leaving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.